Good morning. On Sunday the 13th of November 2022, the readings for today are from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 13, and the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. And I want us to consider this passage from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, short passage, verses 6 to 13. And in all honesty, I really want to focus on the last verse. But before I get to verse 13, let me read a couple of verses, starting in verse 6. But we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us. For we were not disorderly among you, nor did we eat anyone's bread free of charge, but worked with labour and toil night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you. Not because we do not have authority, but to make ourselves an example of how you should follow us. And just finishing there at the end of verse 9. But it starts, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We command you that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. You see, this is Paul writing to the Thessalonians. And Paul would have taught, as he taught in other churches, especially, remember, in Corinthians, as he would have said to the Corinthian church, that there was a choice between walking after the flesh or walking after the Spirit. And I suppose another way that you could phrase that is that he was challenging them to live godly. You see, I think so often this is very much something that I've been learning recently and something that the Lord's been speaking to me about, is that we so often think of, or we think in terms of right and wrong, or good and bad, or good and evil. But I believe that right and wrong and good and bad or good and evil come from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I'm referring, of course, to the tree in the Garden of Eden. The tree that Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat from. And they did, and as they say, the rest is history, the fall happened. But they were banished from the Garden of Eden to stop them eating from the Tree of Life. And yes, we know that the Tree of Life would have meant that they lived forever. But the Tree of Life also is essentially the Tree of Jesus. Because Jesus gives us eternal life. And when we come to Jesus, we come to learn about being godly, doing what Jesus did. And I don't want to minimize it in the sense that there's a phrase that has been used over the years, what would Jesus do? WWJD, what would Jesus do? And the reason why I don't want to emphasize on that or to make people think, all right, that's what I'm talking about, is that what would Jesus do, in my mind, gives the picture of this is something I have to do. Whereas I believe that what Paul is saying to the Thessalonian church here is it's how you live and who you are more than what you do. When you live according to the Spirit, when you live godly, it's because of Jesus Christ who is in you, living out of your life. And so when I go back to this, but we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw from every brother who walks disorderly and not according to the tradition which he received from us. The disorderly is about doing things differently. Is about not being godly. But that God very definitely, and Paul very definitely, wants us to live godly, Live according to the Spirit. Live according to the tree of life. Now, I'd said that I wanted to emphasize on the last verse. The last verse says, "But as for you, brethren, do not weary in doing good." And I know that sounds like a contradiction of what I've just said, but the doing good comes out of who you are, rather than doing good to be accepted. And again, this is something that I have focused on quite a lot over the years. And it's this idea that we don't do in order to be accepted, but that we realize that in Christ Jesus, as our Lord and Savior, we are accepted in the Beloved. And because we're accepted and He lives in us by the Holy Spirit, our lives then change to be godly. We then change to be the spiritual beings that He has made us by grace and by faith. And so the doing good comes as a natural response, or actually comes as a natural overflowing of who we are in Christ. So being in Christ is about being godly. Being in Christ is about walking in the Spirit as opposed to walking in the flesh. And so I want to encourage you that you know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know Him as a person, and you're aware of Him not only with you, but in you by the Holy Spirit. Because when we come to Christ and we're born again, we have changed on the inside, and it's a change that He does. We don't change of ourselves, but He changes us whenever we accept Him as our Lord and Saviour. And that change, as we submit to Him, that change results in us living godly and by the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And as we live godly and are led and guided by the Holy Spirit, we will do good. So as it finishes in verse 13, "But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good." In other words, don't be disorderly. Don't walk away from what we've taught you. But you won't be disorderly, and you won't walk away from what we've taught you if you're focused on Jesus in you. Because Jesus in you will flow through you, and you will do good because you're living godly and you're walking in the Holy Spirit. So Paul says, "We command you, brethren, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to withdraw." Withdraw what? Or withdraw how? From those who are not living godly. From those who are choosing to walk after the flesh. But rather, don't be like that. But be focused on Jesus within. And walk godly. Allow Him to enable you to be godly and to walk according to the Spirit. And in due course, you will see yourselves doing good things. And don't weary in doing those good things that you find yourself doing, because you're living according to the Spirit. You're living according to the tradition that you've received from Paul, that you've received from the Bible, that you've received from the Lord Jesus. Know who you are in Christ and live accordingly, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.